Blog Talk Radio.
Radio. My name is Joseph Duncan, and this is Vendetta Pro Radio. Live call-in number, area code 646-929-2066. Ladies and gentlemen, we are on the heels of Cauliflower Alley and Casino Royale 2015. If you've been following us on Facebook, you like us on Facebook, you're part of the Facebook group. If you check out VendettaProWrestling.com, if you're on Twitter, any of those things, you've seen that we've got just a crazy amount of matches already announced, and we're not even done yet. I still actually have a couple more that we have to announce in the next coming days. So, I mean, we got a lot of action, a lot of exciting matches and stuff. And, of course, tonight, in just a little bit, we will be joined by one of the participants in one of those matches, and that is the NWA Women's World Champion, Santana Garrett. She will be with us live here on Vendetta Pro Radio. At this time, I'm going to bring in the two-time former Vendetta Pro Wrestling heavyweight champion. He is the Rock of Love, Billy Blade. Billy.
Joseph Duncan, Vendetta Pro Radio, what's up? I'm coming live. Let's see. Let me think about where I'm going to come live at today. I'm live in Lompoc, California studios. In Lompoc, California. I'm at the Lompoc studios. I can call it that, I guess. The AGT43 studios in Lompoc, California.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I just move around. I got a lot of studios, you know, so.
Right, I understand that.
Yeah.
I understand that.
So, yeah, no, we're on the heels of Cauliflower Alley Club's 50th anniversary show. It's coming up really soon, within this weekend. And we have the amazing Santana Garrett on our show tonight. It's going to be amazing.
Yes, Santana will be joining us here in just a few minutes. Of course, another one of those matches, another World Championship match, the World Junior Heavyweight Championship, will be on the line as the Empire's Steve Anthony takes on the current reigning NWA World Junior Heavyweight Champion, Jushin Thunder Liger. That's going to be an exciting match. We have a title unification match. The NWA National and North American Heavyweight titles will be unified as National Champion Jack Zane takes on North American Champion Tim Storm. And basically, winner, you know, what better place to do it than Las Vegas? You go all in.
Yeah, man, I've done it many times, and I always lose. But that's there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, one of these days I'm going to win. My girlfriend gave me this lucky charm. And it's supposed to be a money charm, and I'm bringing it with me, and I'm hoping it's going to help me. However, if it doesn't, I guess I'll keep trying every time I go back. But for some reason, I always lose in Vegas. I can win at other casinos, but for some reason in Las Vegas, I can't win. But the winners in Las Vegas are the fans. You're going to get a free show. You get to watch Jushin Thunder Liger for free. Here's the good news is nobody knows what days. We're running Sunday and Monday. We're not out announcing every match and what day because we're not sure. We're going to leave it up to the day of the show. And then if you don't see the matches on Sunday, they're going to happen on Monday. So I'm looking forward to the NWA Women's title match, La Rosa Negra, the challenger, versus our call-in girl, Santana Garrett, who will be calling in any time now. It's going to be an amazing match.
Yes, absolutely. And actually, just announced today, the latest edition of NWA Ringside Magazine has been released. And guess who's on the cover? None other than this time. She is the current Battling Bombshells champion, current Shine Wrestling champion, and current NWA World Women's Champion. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to Vendetta Pro Radio, Santana Garrett. Santana, are you with us?
I am. Thank you for having me.
Santana,
absolutely. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah.
Hey, Santana, it's Billy Wade. How's it going?
Hey, no problem. Yeah, it's 11 o'clock my time, but literally we just got done training at the Team Vision Dojo. There's huge class tonight, so we ran a little bit late.
Hey, you have to get your own your craft, you know what I mean?
That's right,
and,
that's right.
Hey, so we had one question. What's the fourth championship you have right now? I was trying to remember what it was.
I'm still one half of the WOW, the Women of Wrestling Tag Team Championship.
Mm-hmm.
But then also that fourth belt you're referring to is the SCW Women's Championship.
Now, are you going to bring all the belts to Vegas? Because when you go through security, it's awesome with belts.
You know what? They're so heavy. I don't think I'll bring them all. I'd have to pay like $100 extra for the belts.
I was just
because
joking.
They weigh
so much.
Security.
I just love the security because they always pull them out. And they put them up in the air, and they, you know, it's a funny thing watching the security go through bags of wrestling belts. But
you know what? I don't think I've traveled with my belts yet.
Oh, you got to try it at least once. I'm telling you, it's definitely
okay. Well,
hold on. You're at least going to travel with one belt this week, and I'm hoping to.
Well, if I have to, I guess I am putting my title on the line, my NWA World Women's Championship. So I'm gonna have to. I'll let you guys know how it goes.
Yeah, well, I think we're going to be there, I heard. But I also heard you wrestle La Rosa Negra, and at least that's what we know, and on Sunday night. I don't know about you, but I posted the picture of you online when we were trying to plug the radio show, and, man, the fans are harsh. They were all about the Black Rose. So what's your opinion on La Rosa Negra?
You know what? I think she is a fierce competitor. But let me just say, and I do, I see everything. I saw the comments, and I see her little comment, but let me just say this. I defeated La Rosa Negra last weekend and beat her for the Bombshells Championships at Ring Warriors, and I plan to just do the same thing this Sunday at Vendetta Pro in Las Vegas. So,
what better place to do it? Now, I was going to let you know. With, I have some information. Last week we had Andrea, formerly known as Rosie Lottola. We had her on the show last weekend, or last Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
And I told her about a match that she's in on. We can announce what day this one is, because I know your championship match is on Sunday. So whoever's the winner, it doesn't matter. But on Monday, I have Andrea in a match for the – we do a Lunacy Cup. It's a Luna Vachon tribute match in honor of Luna Vachon. And we call it the Lunacy Cup, and they get a trophy. It's our fifth anniversary of it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I have Andrea in that match. I also have you in that match. This is on Monday.
Okay.
It doesn't matter if, you know, I'm sure, you know, if you keep the title, if you don't keep the title, I still have you in the match. I also have La Rosa Negra in that match as well.
Oh.
As well as somebody you know really well. Her name is Barbie Hayden.
Oh, Barbie Hayden. You know what? I haven't, fun fact, I haven't seen Barbie since I beat her for her title. So this should be quite interesting. We meet back in Vegas. This should be fun.
So you have two big matches ahead of you. Now, we don't know if there's going to be other competitors in that match. Right now, it might only be the four, but that's a pretty tough 2 days, even though it's going to be in Vegas and everybody has fun. But, hey, you're a Future Legend Award winner. I was nominated for a Future Legend Award, and that was awesome. And congratulations, by the way, because being nominated for me was an honor. I can only imagine winning it.
Thank you. Yeah, congratulations to you as well. It was so awesome winning the award. Like, I was so excited. I didn't even, you know, typically, and the 2014 Future Legend Award winner is, they announce you, and then, you know, you're surrounded by, you know, good friends and your loved ones. For example, my dad was there, and then I had a lot of my good friends there. I just got up and darted to the front clapping for myself. Like, I didn't even say, like, I didn't stop to hug them, like, oh, yay, I did it. I was just, like, up, clapping for myself on my way up to the podium. It was ridiculous. And then I got back, they're like, oh, yeah, congratulations. We tried to hug you, and you just took off.
No, you know, I did I kind of did the same thing. I got an award last year for the Special Recognition Award for putting on the shows and whatnot, and I even didn't know what was happening. So I, when they announced it, I'm like, what? You know, and, you know, everybody should have a really good speech, you know? But once
right.
you get up there, you're like, oh, man, who do I thank, you know? And I could see my trainer there, so I thanked him because he was getting an award that night for sure. And then this guy, and I guess, it was pretty, I'm not going to lie, it was pretty overwhelming. I know the speech. And then, of course, start talking about the time with my family, and that ended up, you know, that made me cry. You know, whatever, you know, it happens. But
yeah.
I'm going to ask you a question, if you don't mind. Real quick, our very first Triforce champion was a guy named Chimera. And he's known as Ricardo Rodriguez. Was he in class tonight?
Mm-hmm. He was not tonight, but
he
comes down regularly. He was there Monday night.
Okay, he's one of our favorites. He's going to be in our shows in May. He's
oh,
an awesome
cool.
guy. And I know you guys, the Bendeos train there. Are they work out there or no?
No, not really.
No?
On rare occasion, but not they don't train there.
No? Okay, well, let me ask you.
Ricardo Rodriguez, he's a favorite of all of ours. The students love learning from him. He's so knowledgeable, and you know, he has no problem sharing his knowledge with the up and comers.
That's awesome. And so, when did you start wrestling, and where did you train? Like, how did you get started in wrestling?
Well, I grew up in wrestling. I'm a second generation wrestler. My father was a promoter and wrestled on the indies when I was growing up, and he'd run wrestling shows, and I'd help out any way that I could, whether I, you know, was selling tickets at the door, selling popcorn, bringing the wrestler's gear to the back. Any way I could, I'd help out, and so I've always been interested in it. That's been our bonding, you know, experience. Wrestling brought us even closer together as a father and daughter, and I actually started training when I moved up to St. Louis, Missouri, to go to school at Washington University. There was a wrestling school right down the road from my house, and Dynamo Pro Wrestling School in St. Louis is where I got my start. My dad would help out there, and started there, trained there for a couple months, and then eventually decided it was time to move back home to Central Florida, and continued my training and got most of my training in Orlando, Florida at the Teen Vision Dojo, the I Believe in Wrestling school. I started in end of 2009.
Wow. Missouri, by
yes.
the way, I want to speak something about Missouri. A big fan favorite of Vendetta Pro Wrestling, Carl Lauer, wanted me to tell you personally, hello. Carl Lauer is a huge
fan
of yours.
Yeah,
he's a huge
he's
fan
a
of yours.
And the feeling is mutual. He's a great guy.
He really is. And I know that Chase and Rance, he helps run that I Believe in Wrestling, I believe. And he's a big, you know, supporter of Vendetta Pro Wrestling, as well as we're big support of him, you know. So I know you're getting good training over there. Obviously, it's paying off. You can't
Definitely.
Even carry all the wrestling belts at one time, I don't think.
You know, it's a challenge, but I manage.
Now, let me ask you, this is kind of a thing we do on the radio. It's kind of a funny thing. We try to, you know, have a little fun in the radio show. We have a thing called Rib for Your Pleasure. And if you haven't heard a radio show yet, all it is it's basically your favorite ribs that's ever been pulled on you, or maybe you pulled on somebody else, or maybe you heard about that you can actually speak about.
You know
you have
what?
Any stories like that?
I got asked this question recently, and no, I'm just not that type of girl. I've never had anything pulled on me. I've never really pulled anything. I have gotten paid in pickles before, a big old like jumbo jar of pickles.
Well, that's a
it
first.
Was,
I have never heard of that.
That was quite interesting. This was earlier on in my wrestling career, and my payday was so small anyway at the time. The show was over, and the guy says, the promoter, the booker says, well, you know what? We didn't make what we thought we were at the door. Let me just get your PayPals, and I'll just send you all the money, or I'll send you the money, or I'll send you a check. And we all know how that goes, most cases with these really, small promotions. So I ended up getting paid in pickles instead. I love pickles, not going to lie, but they did sit in my trunk for about 3 months. Threw them away.
Wow. Well, that reminds me of our area. There's some promoters, I haven't heard about it lately, where they actually pay some of the wrestlers tacos. So that's
yeah. Ooh, I love tacos.
Well, yeah, no, everybody usually does. I just, it depends on who cooked them, and how long they've been
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? So
I wouldn't mind getting paid in pizza or brownies.
That's a great idea. Hey, so you've never been, no one's ever ribbed you, huh?
No, I was.
And you're
going to
be in Vegas for how long?
Oh, gosh, please, no.
I don't want to know what you're talking about. I was wondering how long you're going to be in Vegas for, that's all.
Okay. Yeah. Sunday to Thursday.
Okay. No, I'm just kidding with you. Hey, Joseph Duncan. Joseph Duncan is our PR guy. He does all our website stuff. Do you have any questions for Santana Garrett?
Hello, Joseph.
Well, one of the people checking out your profile, and I actually had forgotten this until reading this right now. One of the people you also trained with is Scott Hall.
Yeah, he's one of my mentors, him and Larry Zbyszko. They're a big part of my training. Scott's in Atlanta now. Every once in a while he'll come down to Florida. We get to hang out with him for the weekend sometimes, and he loves coming to the shows with us. But, yeah, he used to come down to the school quite a bit.
All right.
How was Amber O'Neill?
Amber O'Neill.
Have you talked to her lately?
It's been a while since I've spoke with her. She's a little bit bitter, I would say. She hasn't gotten another match with me for the NWA title, and I know she really wants a rematch. So I don't know. She's been very distant lately, and that's okay. I'm trying to keep my distance as well because she's a little bit crazy. I don't know if you guys know that.
Well, we've had her on our shows. We definitely know she's crazy. That's for sure.
She is crazy.
But, she has been on our shows for a few years now. In fact, we've got, what's her, Davina Rose, we used to wrestle for us, and now she's out in Florida as Bailey. And her and Amber went at it at least 2 or 3 times on our shows. And, yeah, Amber and Vendetta Pro go pretty far back. Now, when did Carl Lauer still talks about your guys' match from last year with Laura Zanegra and Melissa? Have you wrestled Melissa at all before that or after that?
You know what? No, I haven't. That was our first time stepping into the ring with one another. And, we had an awesome match. It was a hard-hitting fight. And, I look forward to doing it again this year, with La Rosa at least. And hopefully we can impress this year as well.
Yeah, for sure. Now, Melissa, she's trying to make it. I think she's flying in at like 6:00 Monday night, so I'm not sure if she's going to be part of the show or not, but we're still working on that. We're hoping.
Okay.
Cross the fingers. So. But I did hear...
Well, I definitely look forward to seeing her. I have a lot of respect for her. She is amazing, and a lot of respect for her.
Oh, for sure, and I could see Battle of the Future Legends. It'd be a pretty amazing match.
Ooh, that's got a good ring to it.
Yeah, it does, and especially with, it'd be perfect for 50th anniversary, but I don't know if she's going to make it on time. But, there's always next year, there's always somewhere else, some other promotion, you never know, So it definitely would be a big match, so.
That's true. Attention, bookers, you heard it. Make it happen.
Hey, how was working with WOW? Because it's real similar to GLOW, correct? I mean, I know WOW had a lot of workers on the show. I'm just curious.
Yeah, a lot of the girls, or a couple of the girls from GLOW and the same producer and everything from GLOW. And WOW was an awesome experience. We were there in Las Vegas for the tapings. And Amber and I are the current WOW Tag Team Champions, actually. Nobody ever beat us. We haven't really wrestled for WOW in the last, like, year and a half, 2 years. So we're still the current champions. But, yeah, awesome experience. And I look forward to, you know, WOW making a comeback and possibly working for them again.
Yeah, that's what I was actually going to ask, if you've heard if they're coming back anytime soon, because I do know that they still have, like, a contract where they run in Vegas, and it's still, like, they keep, you know, saying that they want to run again. So I'm just wondering if you've heard if they're going to run anytime soon.
I don't really know anything about it. I still talk with the producer from time to time, and I hope they do. I really do.
Awesome. Joseph, any more questions for Santana Garrett?
Well, obviously your recent title win for the Shine Wrestling Championship against Mia Yim. What are some of the other, like, top female competitors that you went against, and maybe some of your thoughts on a couple of them?
Yeah, last weekend was huge for me. I defeated Mia Yim in at Shine at the Orpheum in Ybor City, and I won the Shine Championship, which was absolutely just a dream come true. I mean, I started with that company 2+ years ago, and I was on the undercard, and I worked my way up. I gained the respect from the fans. I gained the respect from the girls in the locker room, and at that time I was so new. Like, nobody thought that I, you know, had the potential to be Shine champion. And I worked my way up. I worked very hard, and I made it. I feel like it's a huge accomplishment for me. And this past weekend I won the Shine championship, and Mia Yim, in my opinion, is one of the absolute best right now. It was awesome. Some other competitors, Andrea, I think Andrea is great, which you guys will get to see her this weekend. I know you spoke with her last week. And then also Ivelisse, she's out with an injury right now, but she's another one. She's just an awesome competitor.
And our video production guy, Christopher Tack Clark, he wanted me to pass this note on to you. I guess your entrance video on his page has been, like, the most viewed video of any video up there, like, over, I think he says, like, over 2,000 hits or something like that, just on 2,000 views on it. So he wanted me to pass that note along to you.
Very cool. I'm so popular. It's crazy. No, I'm just kidding. But no, that's cool. I know I saw my dad posted it recently. So that's cool. Thank you for sharing. Sharing is caring.
Well, yeah, and he was telling me, I think it's actually over 3,000, 4,000 hits. So you just made our producer, your footage just made our video producer like 85 cents off of YouTube.
All right, you guys. You're welcome.
No, but I don't know if you get paid for that, but sometimes you do. But I was going to also ask you, what are some of the females in the business that you are looking forward to wrestling that you have not wrestled yet? Because real quick before you answer that, in Las Vegas, I also heard, I'm not sure she'll be able to, is she going to wrestle or not? I'm not sure what time she's coming in, but Austin Kong is going to be there. And I don't know if she's going to wrestle, but let's hope so. But if you could tell me like, some of your favorite wrestlers, you know, that are out there that you're looking forward to wrestling that you haven't wrestled yet.
That I haven't wrestled yet. I'd put Austin Kong in there. And then another one is Allison Kay. I think she's phenomenal, and I'd love to step in the ring with her. And, I mean, we've worked for a lot of the same companies. We just haven't been put in the ring together yet. So that's definitely one that I'd like to go up against.
You know, out in California, we have a lot of talented women as well. We have, like, I don't know if you've heard of Candice LeRae. She's really good. She's out of California.
Yes. I love Candice LeRae and Joey Ryan.
And Joey Ryan. They're the cutest tag team, aren't they?
Yes. Yes. But, yeah, she's another one. I don't think I've been in the ring with her yet either.
Yeah, she's coming a long way. I remember when she first started, she was actually, I don't know, were you here for WrestleMania weekend in California?
No, I wasn't.
No, she actually competed in the very first chick fight with, if you've heard of those chick fight tournaments. She was in the very first chick fight tournament, and she had a Canadian character. It was pretty crazy.
Okay. That sounds crazy, yeah.
You know, another California girl, I think she's out in your area now, or I'm not sure if she's Florida or up north now, is Christina Von Erie.
You know what? No, she's not. She's not in Florida. She was actually in Florida for my first, like, 2 years of wrestling when I first moved back to Central Florida, and literally almost every single one of my matches was against her because there was just not any girls in Florida. So she is one of my absolute favorite people that I've met in wrestling, her and a few others. But when I first started, she really, like, took me under her wing and helped me big time. Shout out to Christina Von Erie. I think she's in, like, New Jersey area now, though.
Yeah, that's right. She's up in that area. Like, a crazy story about Christina Von Erie, like, it tells how the six degrees where everybody kind of connects, kind of weird. Like, when she first started becoming a wrestler, she wasn't training yet. She was my valet, and I was a vampire character then. So she was wearing fangs. It was a sight. I'm not going to lie. And I think she's, like, 17, you know, she's a really awesome wrestler, so we love her out in California.
Yeah. It's a small world, this wrestling world.
Very small. Joseph, do you have any questions for Santana Garrett? Where, if
people want to reach you on social media, how can they do so?
Social media, let's see. My Twitter is at Brittany TNA, BRITTANYTNA. And then everywhere else, Instagram, Facebook, is Santana Garrett.
And you don't have a website at this point?
You know what? I have somebody that runs my website, santanagarrett.com, I believe. I literally just retweeted something with my website. Domain, I don't know how to do it, or, you know, I don't know how any of that works. I've got a new domain, I think it's called, I think it's santanagarrett.com.
Oh, awesome. And then I know, what is the website for I Believe in Wrestling? Is it I Believe in Wrestling? Do they have a website or is it a Facebook?
Yep. IBelieveInWrestling.com.
Awesome. Okay, we'll get that up there. Joseph, do you have anything else? Do you have any calls or anybody?
We're
not sure we can answer the calls at this point. For everybody, I think we're done.
All righty.
Yeah.
We're going to bonus time. No, I was just saying, in about 2 minutes, we go into bonus time, Santana. Thank you for being on the show. We it was a privilege. I look forward to seeing you on Sunday night, Monday night, all through the week. We'll look forward to seeing who is going to be the next future legend. And do you give out the award? Will you be helping them give out the award? I know it's usually part of the deal.
I don't know. I haven't heard anything, but I'd be happy to.
Yeah, usually what they do is, like, for example, yourself, Melissa, I think Frankie is there and won the award. Like, they have three, four, you know, and they all go and, you know, present
the
award.
Yeah, they were all
it's
up there
cool
last
thing
year when I won it. So, I'm
yeah, there you
pretty
go
much the same thing.
Well,
hey,
cool. Thanks for coming on the show. We're going to go into bonus time and represent Vendetta Pro and talk about some of the upcoming shows. But, again, thank you for being on, and I look forward to seeing you. Santana Garrett versus Lola Rosa Negra. You can't get much better than that on any level of professional wrestling in the women's division, and you guys can probably take on most of the men too. You guys are going to be awesome. They're going to tear it up. So
that's true. Thank you very much, and I'll see you in Vegas.
No problem. Thanks.
All right. Take care. Bye.
You guys too. Okay, Joseph.
The NWA Women's World Champion Santana Garrett, ladies and gentlemen, she will be in action this coming week at Casino Royale, the Gold Coast Hotel and Casino. One of two world championship matches and a lot of other title matches around the NWA and really even outside of Vendetta Pro. A lot of great action, and it is for free.
And if you like championship matches, you're going to see some. A lot of them.
Absolutely. We got about just under a minute before we go into bonus time. So, ladies and gentlemen, we will have the rest of tonight's episode available on VendettaProWrestling.com here in just a little bit. We're going to talk about a few of the other matches that we have coming up this week at Casino Royale. And like I said, we have the World's Junior Heavyweight Championship on the line. We've got 10 seconds of bonus time, and
we're on.
We are in bonus time. All right.
That is, you can't get much better than that. It's just the transition in our studios in Lompoc. It's just amazing how we can transfer right into bonus time. You know, it's amazing. So.
Absolutely.
But
it's
yes.
spectacular, isn't it?
Yes. So the free, this show is free. We keep saying free because it's free, and you can't get much better than that, especially with, you know, with everybody and, you know, struggling to find jobs. Hey, well, you can't get much better than this. Some of the matches that I can think of, I know Joseph has a lot more in front of him than I do, because in my studio, I mean, it's I got two doors, and then on the back I got a, you know, a trunk, and then I'm, you know, I don't have a lot of room to remember all these matches just because my studio is so small. But, you know, anyway, the point is what we're going to do, I can talk about this later. I might talk about this tonight. We'll see. But the great news is next week we're not going to be on radio. We apologize to all the Vendetta Pro Wrestling and Vendetta Pro Radio fans. But we are going to be in Vegas at Call for Ali. So it's kind of hard to run out of our studios in Las Vegas, you know, because it's usually over our phone. So
besides that, as you said, we're in Las Vegas, so yeah, we'll be back in 2 weeks because we're going to be in Las Vegas.
And it's going to be right around the time when the banquet's happening, so we're going to be listening to a lot of legends speak the truth and the facts about pro wrestling and how they paved the way for people like myself and yourself and people listening at home or over, you know, on the phone. Now, you talked about Jack Stane and Tim Storm with a unification match. That's going to be amazing. Gold Rush Pro Wrestling just announced their tag team championships. The Iron Era, Idris Jackson and JR Kratos versus the Keepers of the Faith, Dom Vitale and Gabriel Gallo. That match is, if you don't, that they match up so perfectly. Both guys against both guys. I mean, it's like going to be amazing, hard hitting match. For sure.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you got two big powerful guys one on each team, and then to go along with that big powerful guy on each team, you have an even bigger, stronger guy. Gabriel Gallo is a freaking beast. JR Kratos is a freaking beast. You know, not too many people can stand. Not too many people can stand next to Idris Jackson and make him look relatively small because he's a beast himself.
But JR Kratos can.
Yeah.
Gabriel Gallo can. Well,
absolutely.
And that match is going to be for the Gold Rush Tag Team Championship. And on top of that, speaking of Gold Rush, they announced their heavyweight title match. And that's going to be Rick Luxury. And Rick Luxury is facing Johnny Devine, former NWA TNA, former NWA, we all know that, but TNA X Division champion, Johnny Devine, he was trained in Canada, an amazing talent. Last year, he almost took home the Vendetta Pro Triforce Championship, and that match is going to tear it up. I mean, it's so hard. There's so many matches and so much going on. It's like, and it's all for free. It's just, I mean, you can't much better than that, you know. We may be a Central Coast pro wrestling company because that's, you know, we're the homegrown Central Coast pro wrestling company. However, the Central Coast aren't the only people that want to see us. Every year we come to Vegas, and it's a tradition. If it's Call for Ali, Vendetta Pro Wrestling is bringing you the best pro wrestling in Las Vegas. For
absolutely
free.
Absolutely. And speaking of Las Vegas, one of the local companies there in Las Vegas, one of the local companies is Big Valley Wrestling, and their championship will be on the line as El Torito Juventud will have one final shot. He's had a couple already. He will have one final shot at Bryce Slavin for the Big Valley Wrestling Championship, and if Torito comes up short on that, he will not receive another shot at that title for as long as Bryce Slavin is champion. So that is Big Valley Wrestling right out of Las Vegas, and they will be there. We also have, let's talk about one match that I'm going to find very, very interesting. Man by the name of Sam Houston taking on the Warlord of Weird, the 2013 Cauliflower Alley Cup winner, Sin Bodhi, at ringside, Jake the Snake.
You know what? I didn't forget about that match. I should have done that during regular time. I just, you know, we were talking to Santana. I just kind of, you know, I forgot about that match for a second. But, yeah, I mean, legends galore. I mean, you know, we haven't seen Sam Houston in a ring in years, at least in this area. And I think this is his first year at Call for Alley Club. So, and at the convention, and Sin Bodhi, Jake Snake Roberts, I mean, who knows what's going to happen? It's going to be a crazy, crazy match. Because Sin Bodhi brings out everything, including the kitchen sink.
Yeah.
And somehow he makes it disappear.
Kitchen sink just in case.
Yeah, exactly. What did you say?
I was saying, and a backup kitchen sink just in case.
Yeah, and
he'll take the sink out of the bathroom if you need it, whatever he needs to bring. So,
and a sword and watermelon. I mean, it doesn't matter. He'll bring whatever it takes to get the match done. We've seen it. Trust me, guys. We have seen him bring in swords, watermelon. I mean, could the bed of nails. You know, I mean, you don't know what's going to happen with the Warlord of Weird Sin Bodhi. Another match that I'm looking forward to, and this is going to be an amazing match, is for the Pro Wrestling Bushido Tag Team Championships. You got the Honor Society, Sir Samurai and Drake Frost. They're facing two crazy guys in Bobby Hart and CJ Kirsch, known as, what was their name?
Legacy of Brutality.
Exactly. I can't even say that name.
Absolutely. That's going to be a snug, hard-hitting match. If you like your matches hard-hitting, you like strong style. And I know, Bruce Tharp has told me in the past, he likes strong style. He'll like this match because that's exactly what you're going to get with these guys. Sir Samurai has told you flat out, he's not worried about what happened to his face. He's ugly as sin. His words.
That's Sir Samurai. He don't care. Pro wrestling's in his blood. He's been doing it a long time, and I've been in a ring with a guy, and he's amazing. Now, one of our other belts is on the line. I'll say a couple more matches. We got the NWA Triforce Championship. Jekyll's the champion. He's the Triforce champion. Facing Chase and Rance. And facing Brandon Gadsden. Last year, Chasen almost took the title, and he's getting a rematch for that title. And Brandon Gadsden, he's wrestled for Pro Wrestling Guerrilla. He's wrestled for EWF. The guy's amazing in the ring. I mean, I've never seen some of the moves he's done and some of the aerial moves he's done. It's going to be amazing. Another Triforce match. Every Triforce match is amazing. I wonder where TNA got their idea of their X Division match. Crazy.
Oh, putting it together in only in three-way matches. Wonder where they got that idea from.
Yeah,
not
exactly.
Saying we're the first, not saying we're the first to do it, but you don't really. We are the only. That is the only championship in the entire National Wrestling Alliance in the world that is defended strictly in three-man matches. So
you never know who's going to win. Your chances are very slim on keeping that title. However. Matt Riviera, the lover boy, Matt Riviera, he's defending his NWA Western States Heavyweight Championship against Americos. I don't know how he keeps doing it, but somehow Matt Riviera keeps the title every time he defends. You know, he's amazing. You have to give it to him. He's definitely a fighting champion. I've seen him defeat a lot of guys since he's won that title, including guys like Chris Masters. You know, he defeated Brian Kendrick in the final. I mean, he defeated three guys in the tournament alone. I mean, the guy is amazing. What more can you say? He's fifth ranked in NWA. He's moving up the ranks. I mean, things are looking good for him. However, if anybody knows him better than it's Americos. Knows him better than anybody.
Yeah, and Riviera just this last week picked up a win against Watanabe from New Japan Pro Wrestling. So, you know, he's a Western States Heavyweight Champion, but he's defending it all across the country, and even when I said against Watanabe from New Japan. So, I mean, he's defending it as if it's a world title. But you're saying right there with somebody being very familiar with him in Americos, let's not forget, Americos actually had Matt Riviera tapping out in the first round of the tournament. Fortunately for Riviera, some of his hired help on the outside. That would be Johnny Morton distracting the referee. Referee not seeing that Rivera was tapping out. So Americo's had that match once. So, you know, don't think for 1 second that Americo's can't leave from Casino Royale as the new Western States Heavyweight Champion. It could happen. Four-way tag team match, a match you're involved in. The Classic Connection, which, by the way, Classic Connection just featured earlier today on NWARingside.com. Check out that article. But you got the Classic Connection, Buddy Royal, Levi Shapiro, taking on Bloodline, taking on Ego, taking on the Ballards.
That's four top tag teams in the West Coast for sure. You can't get much better than that. Me and Mike Rain, we've wrestled all over the United States. We wrestled the ECW arena. I mean, we've wrestled all over the world. Every once in a while, we team up when he needs a partner or I need a partner. We call on each other, and I pull out the old tights. He pulled out the old tights, and we make it work. We're hoping for a win, obviously. That's what you always hope for. Another match I'm excited about, just because he's an amazing wrestler, is Brian Kendrick's returning to Vegas. We just recently had him on, or we actually have him on our show in June. We had him in January for the Western States Tournament. He is wrestling the Golden Boy, Greg Anthony. That match could be a main event anywhere. So far, we've probably listed about 7-8 matches that could be main events just about anywhere. And we all have them for free for 2 nights of pro wrestling action.
How good of a card do you have when you have Greg Anthony taking on Brian Kendrick, and it's like the fifth or sixth or seventh match on the card? And it's, you know, not to say that these guys aren't as good as anybody else. They are as good. That's the point. That's how good of a card you have. You have,
we can't get much better than that.
EWF, six-man tag team match. I'm looking at the clock here. We're going to be running out of time soon, so we're just going to go ahead and keep this thing going until the guys stuff off. But EWF, six-man tag team match. Andy Brown, Viking Warrior, RJ Ruiz taking on Archimedes, Richie Slade and Friar Juan Roman representing the heroes and villains of the EWF. The fifth annual Casino Royale Rumble. Jody Christofferson versus Martin Casals. I mean, again, another just, you have a former NXT superstar taking on a former Tough Enough contestant.
And now Lucha Underground star.
Lucha Underground star, yes, absolutely.
I don't know. We just keep going. It's crazy how we just keep going. There's, I could tell you who else is going to be there. Kevin Sullivan is going to be part of the casino. Part of Vendetta Pro Wrestling, as well as Tokyo Monster Kahagis. He's going to be there. What is he going to do? Well, you guys have to find out. We're not sure either. He might be in a battle royal.
Yes.
I think he has a match. I also heard the Golden Boy Dylan Drake's going to be there. I've heard so many people are going to be there. The list keeps going on and on. And Larry Daxton is going to be there. Harley Race is going to be there. All these people are going to be in attendance for both nights, or for sure one night. Victoria, former WWE Diva, I know she's in town on Sunday doing an autograph signing. So we look forward to having her at the show. Hopefully she'll be able to do it. Here's the best part about it, the whole thing. I know we're going to be getting cut off soon, but we are bringing the Luna Vachon Lunacy Cup to Cauliflower Alley Club for now on. I think we're going to start doing it from now on. Why? Because this is a ring of friendship, and obviously she was good friends of all of us, and we loved her very much. And here's the great news is her father, Butcher Vachon, he's going to be giving the award to the winner. I mean, you can't get much bigger than that. I mean, this is the fifth anniversary of it, 50th anniversary of Cauliflower Alley. By the way, the fifth anniversary, not the anniversary, but the fifth annual strut off is coming up.
Ooh, yes.
Monday night. I'm not sure. We're going to do it about noon. I mean, about midnight or so. We're not sure, but Monday night and going into Tuesday. We just kind of wing it, but for sure we're going to be doing it that night because I know everybody's in town and we're trying to have a good time, so it's going to be amazing. Check out VendettaProWrestling.com. That's where you can get all the information. Just remember, spread the word. The shows are free. We just need you to show up. You don't even need tickets this year. All you need to do is just show up. First come, first serve. You can get them right in the front, second, third, fourth, whatever. We just want you to enjoy yourselves. We're giving it back to the wrestling community by putting on these shows for free.